This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, I overdid it. Are you blissed?
Well, I didn't overdo it, but I'm blissed.
Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted that you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. And if you'd like to listen on your phone, we have a listen line that seems to be working pretty well now. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And if you'd like to call us and connect with Dr. Norman Sheely, medical doctor, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And the best time to call is between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time, because that's when we're on the air. This broadcast is heard many hours throughout the day and overnight. So the time that we are live broadcasting is 9 to 11 in the morning Central Time. Dr. Sheely, welcome.
Hey, always good to be with you, Beth.
Dr. Sheely, I want to share... Great.
Well, you know, you read so much on the Internet, and who knows when what is going to happen. But, you know, I've lived on a farm for 46 years, and you live on a farm. We
yes.
can easily survive without electricity and a few other things. But if you lived in a city, what on earth would you do? If there was no electricity, which means no water, no lights, how do you flush the toilet? I mean, what do you recommend to be prepared for people who live in a city? And that must be conservatively 90% of Americans today.
Yes, we've been conned into thinking that city life is where it's at. And instead of having a backyard, you can live in an apartment and go to the park. And
Ever, not in my entire life, even though I lived in a city, you know, during my college years and for a number of years, but I've never thought living in a city was good.
Right, because if you look at all the exhaust from the buses and the taxis and the automobiles, and you're certainly breathing that, and while you're not putting your nose right up against the tailpipe, you're doing the next best thing to that when you live in a city. And of course, you've talked about living in a city is equivalent in many ways. The pollution would be like smoking. The exhaust of, not only the car exhaust and the bus exhaust and the truck exhaust and the taxi exhaust, but the the other kinds of exhaust, like the hospital waste that gets burned and goes into the air, and the coal-fired power plants and the burning of the incinerators that are burning at the industrial sites, and then the heating systems that may be using oil or coal if they're old old design, so in and wood. So we have lots of pollution in the city. So I'm not interested in living in a city. But I'm not. But to answer your question, the reason I live on a farm is all the reasons that I'm going to talk about, and I'm sure the same reasons apply to you living on your farm. I don't like the concentration of people, and I know that when you put people in a small space, the smaller the space, the more violent they become. It's done with mice and rats, and you know, all those experiments have proven that the greater the density, the more violent we animals or the animals become, and we humans become. So I don't want to be involved in that. But here's what I see happening. When on day one, let's say the grid just goes down, and it will go down, and we just don't know exactly when. But when the grid goes down, day one, people will come out of their houses and their apartments, and they'll look around, and we'll talk about in a city environment. They'll look around, and they'll say, wow, huh, traffic lights aren't working. There are no lights in any stores. We don't have any lights. Obviously, electricity's down. And then by the next day, people will say, this is not so good. You know, the young mother will say to her husband, don't you hear her crying? She's hungry. She needs formula. Do something. So he'll go out and he'll look around and he'll go to the store and he'll see other people standing outside the store. And they'll all be looking in the window like, hey, there's nobody there. Well, there's nobody there because the electricity's down and the electronic cash registers and conveyor belts and scanners aren't working. The computers aren't powered up. So no one knows what the prices should be, and they can't take credit cards because the electricity is down, so the doors are locked and nobody's at the stores. Well, except outside the stores. And ultimately, someone's going to say, well, that's it. I need this formula. I need this food. I'm hungry, thirsty. And the windows get broken. And then once the windows get broken, that's the entry point into the store, and then one person goes in, and that person's followed by other people, and then there's a whole bunch of people in the stores, and they're taking what they need. And after they take what they need, others follow and take what they want. So now there's chaos, and it's not just one store. It's happening all over the city, and people are just taking. So now there's glass on the streets. There's glass on the sidewalks. There's glass in the parking lots. There's people cut up from the glass, and there's looting. And we just descend from there. And then some people needed their prescription to be filled. And if they can get into the pharmacy, they're going to take what they need. And pretty soon the pharmacy's looted. And who's going to stop all this? I think the police are going to be concerned about their families and their food because they haven't planned as well as they should have. So society decays very, very quickly. And within the first week, that's when it really starts to get bad. And then as time continues, people start wandering out from the cities because the cities have been looted, and they start taking all roads out of the city. And then there's a swath of like locusts, and if they see stranded cars, they will take what they can get out of the stranded cars that have run out of gasoline because the gasoline stations aren't able to pump fuel and diesel. And so when they see trucks stranded, they will loot the trucks. And these roving bands of people who were nice, you know, the week before, are now in survival mode. And they will move like locusts outbound from the city. And there will be a swath 10 miles to the left and 10 miles to the right where they just devour everything they can. And then it's at that point, it's every man for himself. And we, the farmers, are going to say, whoa, you got to be kidding. You're not taking our stuff. You know, this is our stuff. This isn't yours. So then the shooting's going to start. And that's what I see happening. So why would I live in the city? I wouldn't. And what would I do if I did live in the city? If that scenario plays out the way I think it would, I wouldn't want to leave my home. I'd like to get in front of the band of locusts and have a plan B location, or hunker down in the city and wait until most of the violence stops. And when would that be? I would say 2 to 3 to 4 weeks after the grid collapse. And the reason is there will be a lot of dead people, in my opinion. People who need insulin, what are they going to do? people who need, absolutely positively need medication to survive, they won't be around. So there'll be a lot of rotting corpses, there'll be a lot of blood, there'll be a lot of violence, there'll be dead bodies all over the place, there'll be carcasses of cars abandoned because they ran out of fuel and people took the batteries and whatever they wanted out of those cars. And it'll be just like, it will just be like a war zone, except without the bombs.
Woo! Now, basically, I wish that you would transcribe exactly what you just said and print it and publish
okay.
it. I'm not being facetious. Now, on the other hand, I don't know how you would survive 3 to 4 weeks in a closed house in a city with no water.
Let me tell you about that. I have a feeling you met, and she's not here to chime in and add her live comments, but there was a young lady who was the casting director of Doomsday Preppers, National Geographic's, we'll call it reality show. And I've spent about 5 one-hour broadcasts with her on this particular broadcast, USA Preparers. And I got to know her. She came to 3 of our expos and did some casting calls to see if she could recruit some of our preparedness-minded people to be on Doomsday Preppers, and she did, and several of us at USA Preparers, some of our instructors have been on Doomsday Preppers. Well, so she had experience listening to what we're saying. She had experience talking with other, we'll call them preppers, on their TV show over the years. And one day, they had a power outage, a massive power outage in New York City. And her name is Brooklyn, and Brooklyn lives... she did at the time, Brooklyn Bagwell, with her roommate, female, on the 4th floor of their apartment complex. Well, I asked her on the air, I interviewed her, and I said, so what was it like? Now, I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the exact quotes in front of me, but she said it was horrible. The traffic lights were out, and it was literally every man and woman for him or herself. And she's a very pretty girl, and I believe that her roommate is a very pretty girl as well in their 20s. And they felt threatened and vulnerable because these men would follow them around, you know, when they were walking because there wasn't much transportation going on. And they didn't have water. They ran out of water. And well, they turn on the tap and nothing happens. The elevators don't work, there's no lights in the stairwell. All that was what they experienced. And when we come back, I'll tell you the rest of that story. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to get to his website, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. And you can get the same newsletter that I get absolutely free by going to normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, you asked me about water, and I started telling the story as I see the unfolding of the grid collapse. And I believe it's exactly the way it's going to happen. So I'm preparing for that, and let me tell you, literally, I'm preparing for a grid collapse, I'm putting in a solar system with IronEdison.com. I bought the system from them, and Brandon Williams is the CEO of Iron Edison, an alternative energy company, and so we're designing the system and installing it on the air over a period of 1 year, but the system will be installed probably within a couple of weeks. But so I'm very concerned about the grid collapse, and water is the big issue, and that's probably the number one reason why I'm installing this alternative energy system, because we have cows, and the cows absolutely positively have to have water, and so do we, or we will die. There's no question about that. And we have to have clean drinking water, not polluted. So we have the ProPure water filtration system. That's what we use here at the house. And we have spare well pumps and, wells. And the thing that's necessary to make all this work is electricity. So let me get back. And so we are preparing. We have generators, diesel generators. We have tractor power generators. We have the wiring. We have extra everything should we have complete catastrophic failure of our wells. And I recommend that people consider doing the same thing. And we'll do some more broadcasting about exactly that, spare parts and how to make sure that your well will provide water when everything breaks. But getting back to the question of water in the city, I just called Brooklyn Bagwell during that last break. She's the casting director of Doomsday Preppers, and I invited her to join us. So I have the call screen here. If she is able to call in, we can hear in her words what it was like. But she told me that it was very, very frightening because there were people who, you know, seedy-looking people who were following these young girls around, and they didn't feel safe. And, of course, she didn't have a gun because she lives in New York City, and the regulations say that she can't have one. So she didn't have one, but now she wants one. And so being exposed to us at USA Prepares and hearing the things that we say didn't quite help her get prepared for what she experienced. She did not have water. She turned on the faucet and nothing happened. Well, and the same thing happened for everybody in their apartment complex. And the apartment complexes to the left, the right, you know, blocks over, nobody had water. So she was able to buy some, and she had to carry it from a store, and I asked her the price. And she said it was 4 to 5 times normal price. Now, this is 4 to 5 times New York City normal price. So I have a feeling it's like $30 for, you know, a case of water. And that was just to stay alive. Well, she found out that restaurants couldn't operate because they didn't have electricity either. So it literally was every man and woman and child for him or herself. Well, I asked her, you know, how come you didn't have water? She said, well, I didn't have any place to put it. Really? So you had no place to put it. How about food? No place to put it. And then after this catastrophe, after the power was out all over New York City a couple of years ago, she did find a place to put the water and the food under her bed.
Okay.
So, you know, you really need to experience one of these outages to understand what we're talking about, Dr. Shealy. And I've said many times, and I'll just use the meetup group for an example. We'll beat them up. It's their turn. And so for years I have been I've been talking to the meetup group every week, and you've been there many, many times. So, you know, we have a lot of regulars there. And I said, I'll tell you what, let's experience a power outage, kind of like a grid down situation. So what we do is on Friday night at 5 o'clock, I'm going into a break. I'll explain how this works. It's very, very simple. And then I'll explain what the results were. And this is simulating your own grid down situation at your home or your apartment or your mobile home or wherever you live. And I think it's absolutely imperative that each one of us experiences this with our families. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contained a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Chiuli's with us, and we're talking about preparedness. And I'm going to describe a homework assignment that I offered to our meetup group in person. And I've done this a couple different times at the meetups. And so here's what I said. So it's not Friday, but Friday's coming up. And let's see what it's like if the grid goes down. Just let's experience a little bit of this, just a small taste of it. So what we do on Friday night, a lot of us get home around 5:30 or so, and we say, at 6 o'clock, there is going to be a grid down situation. The power is going to fail, and fortunately for us, we're going to know exactly when it's going to fail. It's going to fail at 6 o'clock. And the reason we know this is because we are going to go to the breaker panel, the circuit panel, for our electricity in our home or apartment or mobile home, and we are going to shut off all the breakers for the devices that are not medically necessary. But we'll leave the refrigerator on, and we'll leave the freezer on because we don't want our food to spoil during this little experiment. But if you have any medical devices, you make sure they're powered up. But other than that, the power goes off. So what that means is television, that's not going to work. The overhead lighting, that's not going to work. The table lamps aren't going to work. The radios aren't going to work. And the cell phone towers, we are going to assume, are down. So we're going to take our cell phones and shut and power them off. And that means that our cordless phones in our homes aren't going to work either. So even though the line from the telephone company to the house, if you have one of those, a landline, that will work, but because some of us have cordless phones, they won't work because they require electricity. So now we have absolute quiet in the house. So we start preparing, what are we going to need at 5:30? Because we know that the power is going to go out at 6 o'clock. So whatever it is we need, we've got a half hour to get ready. And that's when we start getting ready. And at 6 o'clock, we shut off the breakers, and we realize things like, wow, where is that flashlight? And what about the batteries? How come nobody got batteries for it? And that's like the first thing we figure out, that we can't find the flashlight. And when we do find it, the batteries are dead. And then we say, okay.
It's almost as bad as
this
water.
Is like, yeah, well, that comes next. That comes next. So we look at that flashlight and we say, okay, candles. Let's get the candles. Okay, so where are the candles? So we find the candles. And we can't find the matches, because who uses matches anymore? And ultimately we say, okay, we got a candle working, and we're sitting around the kitchen table, and that's part of the assignment. The whole family has to sit at the kitchen table and decide what they like about this experience and what they don't like. And it's getting darker and darker and darker. And then we realize that, you know, actually this is kind of dinner time, and the electric stove's not working. And what we've done is we put a piece of tape across the refrigerator to remind us that we don't go in there. Now, the reason we're just using tape rather than we want to say, what's it going to be like with no refrigeration? Okay, so we just put a piece of tape across there. We put a piece of tape across the faucet in the kitchen sink and the bathroom sink. And we put a piece of tape across the toilet flush handle, because you only get one flush. One flush. Because, well, and the reason for that is if you don't have water pressure because the power's not there for your well, or the city isn't providing municipal water, you only get that one flush, that last flush with the full tank of water. That's it. That's it. So now we're looking at, wow, can't even flush the toilet. The cell phones aren't working. The cordless phones aren't working. So let's have something to eat. So what is that? Well, you can't make food, like you can't take instant mashed potatoes and make them, because where's the water going to come from? And so you say, okay, so what do we have in a can? Oh, wow, we can't heat it. Not only can't we heat it, we can't open the can because the can opener because the can opener is electric. And then you realize what a mess we've created for ourselves. We can't even make coffee because we have an electric coffee maker, and we don't have a mechanism to make percolated coffee with a pot on, you know, on a gas stove, because many of us don't have gas stoves. So the whole plan of this, Dr. Shealy, is to write down all the things that we don't like. And we'll find, and the can opener will certainly be on that list. We didn't like the fact that we couldn't open a can. I mean, you could probably get a screwdriver and a hammer open a can, but...
For your information, we do not have an electric can opener. I have a wall-mounted one.
Yep, and that's what we have. As a matter of fact, for years, Dr. Shealy, we have been giving presents to people, which are the swing away
exactly
manual can opener, the very best can opener in the world. And they're like $10 or $12 or $13, depending on, you know, which model you get. But the bottom line of all this, Dr. Shuley, is I gave this assignment to the meetup group. I said, okay, here's the assignment. How many of you would like to participate in this? And not all the hands went up. A few hands went up. And I said, okay, so what we'll do is let's talk about your list, what you wrote down when we come back next week. What do you think? Is that okay? And yeah, let's do it. That sounds great. So that was the topic of the meetup. And then the next week we all met. And I said, okay, so how'd it go? You know, how'd that grid down blackout go? So who did it? Let me ask that a different way. Who? Nobody did it. And that's the way it goes. It always goes that way, Dr. Shuley. Nobody does it. Literally, no one will do it. And how hard is it? It's really simple. And it's like a little fire drill. We used to have fire drills in school, right?
Yeah.
Why did we have those? So we could be orderly and no one will get run over and no one will panic. And that's why we made sure we had everything we needed and the teachers were all prepared for fire drills and we knew where to exit. I mean, literally, Dr. Shuley, I could not. Now, I've only been doing this for like 5 years. So, I'm not expert in this. But I've been asking people for 5 years to try this. No one will do it.
Well, there are a few of us who will.
Well, yeah, right. And you literally have to do it to experience what you really don't like. And since you brought this up, what I'd like to suggest is there are plenty of people who have bought seeds. We have a lot of keyboard, I don't like the word preppers, but keyboard survivalists. We have a lot of people who have keyboard and screen knowledge about how to do things. And they've done things like they've bought seeds. And they're all set because they bought a seed vault and they packed it away. And so when things go bad, no problem. They've got a seed vault and they'll get started and plant those seeds. Well, for many people who have tried to have a garden, complete failure is the typical result the first time out of the, you know, at gardening. That's the typical result. So that's a whole season that's gone by. You really need to practice these things, just like this grid down practice that you and I are talking about. You need to actually experience it. You need to actually grow your garden now. You need to prepare your soil. You need to know about compost. You need to know how to fix things. You need to literally experience it yourself. Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Shuley. Isn't that what happens in medical school? You learn by reading in the books. You learn by attending classes. You learn by hearing the teacher or the instructor or the professor at the front of the room, and then you actually do it, right? You actually put those instruments in your hands. Isn't that how it goes?
You got it. It's called a see one, do one, teach one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being
right.
Facetious.
No, I totally agree with that. And we've got Mike Parsons, Mike from Tennessee. Mike Parsons, welcome. Hey, Mike.
To the presentation, and that is, I would highly recommend turning off the food. In the Bible, they call it a fast, but if a person has never had their young children or their pets experience going a day or two without food and without water, this is a test you need to experience. Because what happens is sometimes people have all the preparedness items in the world, but then when something throws a monkey wrench in there, they have a crisis and they literally tap out. Now, I've never been a SEAL, but I've got friends that were, and in the SEAL training, they constantly put them into more and more stressful situations, and they will tempt them. Okay, look, you're in freezing water. You've been there for 2 hours. You got to be exhausted. You've been swimming now for 2 hours. Look, grab the rope, come on up, and there's a coffee pot right over there. There's warm donuts. You know, all you got to do is just tap right here on the side of the boat. Come on, just tap right there, and it'll all be over. Okay. Well, you know that old saying that Clint Eastwood said in the movie Outlaw Josie Wales, when things get bad, looks like you're not going to make it, that's when you got to get mean, plumb, mad dog mean. Because in the end, if you give up, you neither live nor win. And that's just the way it is.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I love it. And you have made an extremely important point. Probably people should practice fasting a day, at least once a month, if not once a week, in order to have the body and mind prepared for this.
Dr. Shealy, fasting is really uncomfortable.
Well, I can fast for one day.
No, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying that this is going to take people out of their comfort zone. Being thirsty for a day is going to take them way out of their comfort zone. Way out. They're not going to like it.
Vince,
and it's yes.
Vince, we're talking about comfort.
What happens when a person gets in a critical state of they break down? And if you've ever been around a person who is somewhat high strung and they spaz out, that can be dangerous for not only themselves but those around them. And conditioning starts, you know, slowly. You slowly pick up a little bit of weight and you stress your muscle until it's sore and then you stop. And the next day you can do more and you work on that until you're strong. But if you're not testing yourself and your mettle, when it comes time when your mettle is tested, is not the time to find out how much you can take. And I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of people that are going to tap out. They're going to say, I'm ready for
the next evolution.
HoldThatFerris.com
is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Sheely's with us, Dr. Norman Sheely, and Mike Parsons in Tennessee is with us, and we're talking about grid down and experiences that we wouldn't like. And what I was saying during the last segment is I totally agree with Dr. Sheely about fasting. I totally agree. But like the assignment that we gave out that was accepted by students of the meetup, no one accepted or no one delivered on their acceptance of the homework. No one was willing to actually do the homework of shutting the power off and experiencing what that's like and reporting back to the meetup group. Even though they said they would do that, no one did it. And I think the same thing would happen with saying, okay, let's fast. Let's see what this is like. Let's just go a day without food or a day without water and see how much we like that. And I'm certain that if we did do that, we would make sure that we had water in the trunks of our cars and vehicles and trucks, and we wouldn't go anywhere that would risk us being without water and without food. And that's what we do in our vehicles. We make sure that we have those things with us before we leave because we don't want to experience what that's like being in a real tough situation without food and water. Seriously. Mike, you were finishing up a thought?
I lost track of where I was. Moving on here with today's work, but I just want to encourage people to stay calm and just work with things the best they can. Try to be prepared as much as you can, and try to look deep within yourself and find that part of you that wants to live and draw on that, because at the end of the day, you're all you've got. And without that desire to live, you won't.
Mike, when a person is incarcerated, can you have food and water whenever you want?
No. No, Vince and I mentioned this before. There was a time when the food was adulterated, and we were given notice by kitchen workers, and there was one week, a whole week I didn't eat. And the second time I was locked up, I lost 23 pounds in about 20 days. And that was a consequence of the stress and just, you know, being locked in a cage is not a normal thing for any human being. Nor most animals do well locked up in a cage. And when you know the food is adulterated, when you know that there are things in there that will hurt you, you can choose to eat. And yes, your stomach will be full, but you're going to suffer those consequences. So you make a choice to either survive for the long term by suffering through the discomfort and circumstance that you're in at that moment. So you're looking long term or you're looking short term. And, at the end of the day, you have to decide, and that's all up to the individual.
Mike, would you share with Dr. Sheely and the rest of the class what happens when someone has tuberculosis in prison?
Well, unfortunately, they use them to pass around. If they don't like you, they will put somebody in your room with TB. They use biological warfare as a weapon inside the prison. Sadly, there are people that never get proper treatment, and they die. They have what they call special needs in the prisons in Tennessee, where it's a separate prison, and they typically send people there for experimentation, and then they die. They've gotten rid of all the food that has nutrition. It's all chemicals, and that sounds bizarre, but if you can do some research, you can find out that all the food provided for comes from a private corporation, and there's no nutrition. It's all chemicals. For the most part, it is something that has been designed for a specific purpose, and that is to shorten people's lives. That's the only reason I can imagine, because they actually spend more on the chemicals than if they let the inmates grow their own food. The difference being is that the inmates would tend to live longer.
Mike, is there anything else you wanted to share and carry over the top of the hour?
Just everybody needs to be as prepared as possible, and you have a great day. Dr. Sheely, God bless you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Mike. You have given me some revelationary. We'll talk about things later.
Thanks, Mike. We'll be right back. Any of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.